There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. We're back with another episode, and we are going to be discussing 2022 real estate market and changes in the economy. Now, we're still on this crazy ride, right? And still so much change and turbulence in the marketplace with interest rates rising, inflation rising, housing prices continue to rise, rents are rising. The biggest question for investors is, what should I do, right? Do I sit on the sidelines? Do I continue to buy? Do I sell existing properties? These are the questions we are taking on a regular basis. So I have Sean. Sean's going to actually answer some of these questions for us. So how are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. So
you put me on the spot.
Absolutely. But, no, these are the questions that you've been getting daily. So I think it's good for our listeners to hear this because they have these questions as well.
Correct. I mean, we did a market update, I think, at the beginning of this year. But, you know, a lot of things have changed even in the first 2 months of the year. And we're just constantly getting, you know, questions about what should I do? And I think people are just almost freezing
a little fear, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. They don't know what the market's going to do now that interest rates are rising. Like, okay, panicking. Are we going to prepare for a crash? Are things going to slow down? Should I get out of everything? Mm-hmm. You know, so we're going to try to answer some of those and just give you some data and hopefully answer or just give you
peace of mind at least.
And make the right decision that's best for you.
Absolutely. So let's get into it. So what is happening with interest rates right now?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're obviously climbing and you're seeing that on news stations everywhere, interest rates are climbing. I mean, the way the Fed can combat inflation is by raising interest mm-hmm. rates. And so they're going to continue to do that. As we record this now in March of 2022, they're hovering right about 4%, mm-hmm. and they've been hovering right there for the last couple of weeks. And this is, when I say that 4%, this is if you were a homeowner moving into a property. Mm-hmm. If you're an investor, and that's our clientele, and that's who we really serve, and that's probably you if you're listening, you know, you're going to probably be closing at about a half a point or 0.75 points higher. Because the banks, you know, look at you as, you know, since you're not an owner-occupied buyer, you're going to be renting it into an investment property. You know, it's a little bit more risk for the bank and for the lender. So the interest rate's going to be a little bit higher. So when I say 4%, more than likely if it's an investment property for you, it's probably going to be 4.5, 4.75. Mm-hmm. And most of you know that. I just want to clarify that. So as of right now, you know, right around 4%. And the last time we were at 4% was in 2019. Mm. And if you remember in 2019, when we hit 4%, we were like, man, this is awesome. And this is like, could it get any better? And people were buying, you know, we were selling out month to month still at that time. And so I still think 4% is still a very, very good interest rate.
Right.
You know, if you look historically, that's still a great interest rate. And I think what people just have some regret, I think, because they're like, oh, I could have locked in the threes and all that. But it's still a fabulous interest rate. If you can get a 30-year fixed loan locked in under 5%, why would you not?
Right.
And I think you should continue to buy and continue to look. So we'll get more into that. But for this year, I expect interest rates to climb almost probably another point.
My question is, what's your prediction on the height of the interest
rate?
Well,
I think for this year, I think we're going to get close to 5%,
or
hit 5% mm-hmm. by the end of the year. So it's a whole nother percentage point. And I know that scares a lot of people, but the last time we hit 5% or at 5% was in 2018. Mm-hmm. So again, wasn't that long ago. You know, it's still a very, very healthy and strong real estate market. Things were selling out like crazy. So again, you know, you got to put it in perspective. And I just think that that's, you know, if you look at when you and I, back in 2000 bought our first
property.
We're 8%. And that was that was the lowest you could get. Right. That was great credit and everything. So it was a, and we moved into that home.
Yeah.
But that was 8%. And then it stayed in the sixes, sevens for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, you know, recently after the last recession, you know, things started to go down and down, and then we got all the way down to the twos.
To the twos, yeah.
But
well, I think if anything, I mean, that will open up some inventory levels because we still are, you know, the lack of supply, right? And so, why don't you talk about the inventory levels a little bit? I know what's happening there. I know with rentals, inventory levels are low as well.
Correct, and I think, you know, the rising interest rate might take a few buyers out of the market. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, affordability is going to become a bigger impact or play because people aren't going to be able to afford, when you move a whole percentage point, I don't think people are going to be able to afford where the real estate prices are today at that additional, you know, they're right now they're just getting in underneath because of the low interest rates. But so it might move some people out of the market and become renters again. But right now inventory is extremely low across the whole country. In the two markets that we work, which is Albuquerque, New Mexico and Houston, Texas, or, you know, Texas in general, extremely low inventory, like under 2% or 2 months supply of inventory.
That's low,
on the market. But yeah, one, I think HAR posted last month, it was like 1.8.
Yeah, it was 1.8, yep.
So there's not enough homes. Building has not been able to keep up with the demand. Mm-hmm. So the last decade, home builders have not been able to keep up with that demand. Right now, because of COVID and all that, home builders are struggling. You know, we are home builders. Mm-hmm. You know, we build 100 homes a year, and it is a daily constant struggle just to find materials, pricing, lumber going up and down like a roller coaster. So it's hard. And, you know, you look at our office, we have appliances down the hallways. We have rooms stored with lighting fixtures and hardware because it's hard to get that stuff. So we do it way in advance so that we don't end up at the end of a home. We can't finish it.
Right.
And so, I mean, from what I've heard,
that's been key for you is trying to plan ahead, right? Because you get ahead of it so it doesn't stop your production.
Correct. But what we're seeing is just that there's not enough homes on the market. And then you compound that with, you know, we had on episode 95 of the podcast, we had Charlie Kriegel, who is an agent with a lot of institutional investors. So he supplies them a lot of deals.
Right.
And if you look, and even him, he said they're going to keep buying. They're doubling down. Mm-hmm. And what's happened too with the institutional buyers is they have come in and they're like, you know, we have billions of dollars to deploy. So let's partner with home builders. Let's partner and just provide the land and all the resources. Let's build a whole entire subdivision. Mm-hmm. And so like in Houston, they've partnered with some of the big builders and they've just built out entire subdivisions. So normally those subdivisions would have gone to homeowners and been inventory on the market. They're just being completely taken off and held as rentals for these institutional.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
You have all that now not going to inventory. So again, I still think that this entire year we're going to see very low inventory levels. I think you're going to see continued
appreciation. Right? Let's talk about appreciation now. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that's going to continue to rise as well.
Correct. In both markets that we work in, and many of the major markets, but especially Texas, just because of the amount of population and job growth, it's booming.
Right.
And we've seen double-digit growth. And in both markets, Albuquerque is just as low on inventory and they've had a lot of, economical growth finally in Albuquerque. And so that's put a lot of pressure on the market. So both markets are seeing double digit appreciation.
And you're going to continue to see that, I think.
Correct.
And that's the thing too, is that, so the number one question that I get from, you know, investors that are panicking in the market and, you know, I want to sell now before the crash happens. I'm like, it's going to continue to appreciate, number one. So if you don't have to sell your rental property, why? If it's producing rental income, why not keep it, right?
Correct.
Because the fear of, you know, the property going vacant and or having a holdover on your property, you know, why even put yourself through that stress when it's going to continue to appreciate, right?
Correct. And I mean, with that, there's a bunch of things that go in with that. Number one is we have a report that we produce for our investors and clients that will show you like how much money you'll make just holding in another year. And we give this report because we're like, you know, okay, yes, you can sell now. Yes, I understand what your concern is that you're concerned that the property is going to tank next year and you're not going to be able to get what you, but there's several factors that you have to put into that. What, say we do sell it and you, it's a great time to sell. Yes. Say you sell it now. Okay. Where are you going to deploy that money?
Exactly.
And what are you going to put it in right now? That's going to give you a better return than what you're currently getting. Number one, just like on cash flow, depreciation, all that. Because more than likely, you're going to, if you take that money and go buy another property, it's going to cost twice as much to buy that other property.
Exactly. And one, if you can even find that property.
If you can even find the property, correct. And you might wait months or years trying to find that next property. So number one, and then that money is not deployed. So you're not getting any return on it. You're going to have to pay taxes on that money unless you do a 1031. But
even at the 1031, there's still a timing issue.
Correct. And, right? And that's the biggest issue that we work with 1031 clients all the time. And the biggest issue that they're having is like, I can't find anything to buy. And
then so you're forced to buy something that you don't want.
Correct. And they're probably into a property that's probably not the best and not the ideal properties. Right. And so that's why they're, but they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
We're also going to have a huge tax bill. So number one, where are you going to deploy that money? Where can you get the same return that you're currently getting or better? And if you're not, then why sell? And then compound. And then let's talk back to the appreciation. Those homes are just going to continue to appreciate right now in both of our markets at double-digit growth.
Yeah.
So where are you going to get that? You know. And so we always look at it like, you know, unless you really need to, unless you have maybe a balloon in your mortgage or you have some reason, or maybe and there's times where maybe it's just a bad property, you know, there's problems, something wrong with the house. I get all that. Like maybe it's a time to sell, but
if you don't need to,
hold for a while. And if it's locked in, like we said, with a 30-year mortgage or something long term, ride it out. Yeah. So
I agree 100%.
Yeah,
let's talk about inflation, because I know we talked a little about that with, you know, the rising costs of, I mean, everything's just becoming more expensive, right?
Correct.
Let's talk about inflation and that being out of control.
Yeah, I think it's going to continue. Everybody's seeing that.
I mean, everything is.
As we're recording this, I think oil just passed, what was it, $125 a barrel up to like almost $130.
Yeah.
Crazy numbers you're seeing. Gas is over $4 across the nation. And so you're seeing some really high
labor costs.
Labor costs are going up. Everything's going up. We've seen it. We've been having to pay a lot more to recruit people. But also in our building side and in our maintenance side and make-ready side of our companies, costs are just going through the roof.
You have to factor in.
Yeah.
You know, in that into your maintenance costs. That's the number one thing that I've had where, you know, your maintenance costs are, you know, through the roof. It's everywhere. I mean, they're increasing. Labor's increasing. Materials are increasing, you know, so you just have to factor that in right now.
Correct. Our building costs have gone up about 30% just since the beginning of this year to today. So, like, I mean, it's just, it's unreal what you're seeing. And it's hard to, you know, and that's why you see that's why you're seeing appreciation. You're seeing the houses continue to, you know, be higher priced and keep moving up, and then rents are growing at the same rate because there's just that demand, and then it's supply and demand. If there's not enough, it's going to keep going up. You know, this leads us to some of these questions that we're getting, like, should I sit on the sideline or should I wait?
Right.
And these are the questions that we in Texas Turnkey that we're having to answer is like, hey, I really want to buy. I might have missed my window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Is it too late to buy? And this is where I go into, like, if you can find, number one, a good property, or let's take it this way. If you can find a good operator, a good turnkey company or somebody you're going to partner with in that market, that, number one, is going to have your back, going to find the right properties, because that's the key, is they should, number one, be... You shouldn't be working with somebody that's just trying to sell you a home.
Yeah,
they want this is a relationship that they're developing with you. So number one, if you find somebody good like that, that you can work with, that you can partner with in that market, they can source you really good homes. Meaning for us, we're like our average sales price of our homes is like over 250 now. Mm-hmm. And that's gone up quite a bit since where we're, but these are nicer. We're producing a nicer level home, which attracts a nicer resident that keeps up the property longer. So we're in that medium price range, and that's where I think you should live, is in that medium price range as far as investing. I don't think you should be in the low end stuff,
right?
Because that if you really look historically, the very low end stuff has never really appreciated over time. You know, it might like right in
and long term, that, you have more issues with those types of properties.
Correct. Turnover, tenants, maintenance, and, everything. Yes. And so we do in the medium price point, and that's where I think you should focus, because that's number one, is your biggest buying pool for when you are ready to sell. And then you're also your biggest tenant pool.
Right.
It's going to, excuse me, it's going to be in that medium price point. So right now we're saying, you know, yes, continue to buy. If you can continue to lock in the fours for an investment property, work with a good provider, work with somebody that, again, is going to have your back, provide the right type of properties in the right neighborhoods, and is going to professionally manage that property for you, continue to buy. Like, now, continue to double down and go. Like, there's no, I don't know where you're going to get in another asset class that you're going to be able to borrow at that those rates at a 3-to-1 ratio, meaning the bank's going to lend you 75% of that asset purchase price. So you, as the investor, is only having to come in with 25%. Where can you...
Where are you going to be able to do that? Where can you do that? What other investment channel?
Yes. Where can you step in and put up 25% and control an asset that's three times that?
Right.
You know? And so at a 4% interest rate or 4.5%, whatever it turns out to be, and control it for 30 years and have the tenant pay down your mortgage, have tax advantages that you're going to offset a lot of your taxes. Where can you do that? And then get double-digit appreciation and growth, you know, and where we've seen our biggest wealth creation, you and I personally, in our rental properties has been our equity and our growth in our properties. So our properties have grown substantially. Our tenants have paid them down, and we've just really rode that growth rate and equity in those homes. So I don't know where else you can do that. I don't know what other asset class you can do that in. Where you can purchase a home with a 30-year mortgage in the fours percent interest rates, where a bank or a lender will lend you like in a 3-to-1 ratio. So you only had to put down 25% or 20 in a single family home, 20%, and then they'll lend you 75%. So you can control an asset that's three times worth what you invested into that asset or in investment. So I just don't know what other kind of investment you can do that. So if you can still get, you know, in the fours, low fives, yes, I still think now is the time to buy if it cash flows. So it covers your debt services, covers your maintenance, covers your vacancy. Why not continue to buy, you know?
And, I agree.
And so if you can find that company in a market that makes sense, that you can work with, that has develops that you develop that relationship with, that can support you, that can supply you the good quality homes that are attractive, that are in that medium price point, I continue to buy.
Yeah.
And you're gonna do well over the long haul. So you're gonna get a good cash flow, you're gonna get a good return, you're gonna get good double digit growth in the two markets we work. And your debt, the tax advantages, and then your resident's gonna be paying down your mortgage.
Right.
So I say yes, continue to buy. I say continue to buy this entire year. Obviously, the sooner the better, you know, because obviously interest rates are increasing. So the sooner you can get into something, obviously it's better and makes more sense. But just, yeah, continue to buy. You and I are both continuing to
buy. Absolutely, yeah.
We're keeping some commercial. We're keeping some.
Some of our duplexes. And, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, and residents are you just talked about the, you know, residents looking for quality homes. And that's really what they want. They want a good quality home. That's why they love our new construction product, right? Yeah. And just the whole convenience of it all and the benefits package that we offer, tenants are looking for that. So if you can provide that to them, that's key right there. I mean, we have a benefits package where we drop ship air filters to the tenant's door. They love that. Yeah. They don't have to go and shop for air filters.
It's all about convenience.
Exactly.
For the residents.
Payment options. Yeah. You know, having your online payment options where they can pay via ACH and you don't have to, you know, drop a payment off at your office.
Or like the pay near me, what they can do, like Walmart, all these different locations, HEB, they can go in and pay and pay their rent if they don't want to do it online.
Right.
But, so you got to offer these conveniences to the residents to attract them. So sticking that medium price point, I think that's the key. As we mentioned before, don't go into the lower end neighborhoods, I don't think you're going to get the return that you're. It looks attractive because they're cheaper, but you know, yes, and they've maybe appreciated in this last couple years, but those are also the first to go down.
Right.
And those are the first that historic, if you look at them, they're always around the same price point, no matter how, what time in history, you know, they're always around the same price since they were built. So we do the medium. So around 250,000 is kind of where we are at, on most of our investment properties. We recommend sticking in that price point. It's going to be the biggest buying pull for when you're ready to sell, the biggest tenant pull. And then you've seen really good, growth rates, right, in rents.
Oh, absolutely. Like on new leases, we're seeing about a 7% increase on our new leases, and then renewals about 4%. So, yeah.
And some of those, it's even been, what, 10 or much higher?
Yes. So that's been good for, you know, our some tenants that are moving out that we're getting to, you know, increase these rents for the landlords. And even on the renewals, we've been able to increase on those as well. So it's good.
Yeah. And then we touched on this a little bit, but should I sell? You know, and I think these are, I think you get into these conversations more than I do because this is more on the property management side. They've already owned for several years. They're working with our CSAs, and these questions come up like, hey, is now, should I get out? You know, everybody's telling me we're at the height. Should I get out? And so, you know, let's talk about
that.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it goes back to, I mean, if you really have to sell, then yes, then you can, you know, it's appreciated. That it depends on your situation, I would say. But if you don't have to and it's leased out, like there's no reason to, because it's going to continue to appreciate.
Okay.
So it depends on your goals. It depends on your situation. It depends on, you have to really evaluate your goals and what you want.
Yeah, I think HR just posted, it was like 16% is what Houston had seen year over year. And so, if you can get 10 to 15% appreciation, why not hold out another year?
Yeah, well, exactly. It goes back to, where are you going to put that money, right? At the end of the day, where are you going to put that money back?
And get that,
that same return.
And get it that same return or better. Because if you don't, then why
there's
sell?
No point.
Why pay taxes? Why do all that?
So, exactly.
I hope that helped. We just really wanted to answer some of those questions. I think it's, you know, on everybody's mind, and people are just really concerned, you know, as far as investments go. Homeowners, you know, if you got a good home and you're happy with your house and you just stay in it and ride it out. But I think as an investment, you know, an investor is looking at, what should I do? We say keep buying this year. And if you don't need to sell, or you don't have a place to park that money somewhere else that's going to give you the same or better return, with the growth and everything that you're going to see this year, I say continue to rent.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
So that's it for today, but thank you. And if you have any questions, we're always available. Please reach out to us, and we'll see you all next week.
Yes, and like us if you like this episode, and we will talk to you soon. See you, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. Talking. But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.